As a member of the Bremen High School basketball team in the late 1970s, Ray Harper was twice the district's player of the year.
Every night it was a battle, and I think it helped prepare me in the sense that you had to be ready to play every night.
The high schools in Muhlenberg County were consolidated into one. Bremen High School is no more, but the memories remain.
Some of our teammates, we stay in touch. It's good to get back and reminisce and see those guys. But we had some really good teams and some great memories that'll last a lifetime.
Harper is in his third season as the men's head basketball coach at Western Kentucky. As a native of the Commonwealth, he understands the importance of high school basketball.
Well, the thing I've always said is if you get a kid from high school in Kentucky, they've been coached, the learning curve is not as great as it is for some kids.
High school basketball in Kentucky is a big deal. There's a Hall of Fame honoring the state's best through the years, but right now it's just a collection of names. There's no building, no museum, no brick and mortar. But that may change if Mike Polio has anything to say about it.
What do we have in Kentucky? We have tobacco. It's about gone. We have horse racing, which Lexington, beautiful. We have bourbon, and they have a bourbon trail. If you're a real basketball fanatic, where do you go?
Polio is leading the fundraising effort to construct a permanent home for the Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame. The site? Downtown Elizabethtown. Walk across the street from the State Theater, and to your left you'll see City Hall. To your right you'll see an empty church building. The white paint on the church is peeling. It was built in the 1860s and was the home to First Presbyterian Church until 1993.
Phase one will be the church, and that'll be the cathedral of high school basketball. And if you want to spin off, basketball's almost a religion in this state. So why not a church?
Polio coached for over 25 years, first in high school and then at the college level. He's leading the effort to raise $3 to $4 million to restore the church and build a new building in the empty lot next door. The church, he says, will tell the story of high school basketball in Kentucky. The new building will feature interactive exhibits and a learning center.
I think more than anything else, this is about people and about teaching what basketball coaches teach, which is respect, which is discipline, which is sportsmanship, all of those things. That's what this museum is going to be. This isn't your granddaddy's museum. This isn't going to be a lot of stuff.
So why Elizabethtown? Why not cities with larger populations like Lexington or Louisville? Polio says they've taken notice of the example of another state with a rich history of high school basketball.
We found Indiana high school basketball found out that they put it in Annapolis and nobody came. They put it in Newcastle, Indiana, and they're doing great.
The theory is a smaller city, Elizabethtown has a population around 29,000, means fewer attractions and more attention to a high school basketball Hall of Fame. Hardin McLean has nearly done it all in Elizabethtown. He's been a high school basketball coach, an analyst on TV, a city judge, and a real estate agent. He jokes that if people in town know him, he's either coached them, sold them a house, or thrown them in jail. McLean has spent a lifetime in Elizabethtown, but his love for the city has never waned. He sees the High School Basketball Hall of Fame as a catalyst for revitalizing downtown E-Town.
Having this will be a big part of bringing people back downtown.
McLean and Polio hope to have both phases of the Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame complete by 2018, the 100th anniversary of high school basketball in the Bluegrass. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.